Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to our summer starter episode. You know, this is the time of year where folks do a lot of traveling and they head out to the beaches and they break out all the cookout and barbecue gear and they turn the volume up on all those great summer tunes. So we're going to do that here on the TCT Artist Exchange. We're going to open up this window right now. Welcome to summer. We'll be right back. So I think we're going to kickstart the summer off the same way I do every summer, with a lot of useless information. And to help us out with this, we've got Nene from Dumfries, Virginia on the line. And we're going to throw at her a bunch of useless information. So you ready?
I don't know, but okay.
Oh, I love your attitude. This is going to be fun. Okay. First question. I'm going to give you three instruments. I want you to tell me what you think is the world's most popular instrument. Okay. Is the world's most popular instrument a harmonica? Is it a guitar? Or is it the drums? You could take a second to think about it if you like.
I'm thinking between the guitar and the drums, but I'm going to go with drums because I love drums.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
Okay, I was surprised at this answer. The world's most popular instrument is a harmonica.
Yeah, I kind of figured that too, because usually when you throw something out there that doesn't fit with the other two, it's usually that one.
Usually. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm still going to go with the drums.
There you go. Do you know anybody that plays a harmonica?
I do.
Do you? You
didn't know.
Oh, okay. I was really going to be shocked there. Wow.
I mean, I have, but it doesn't sound good. That's a little thing that goes like, you blow through it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, at one time, you had to play it like in school. Like they gave it to you when you were like in elementary school.
Okay, so you guys moved up to harmonica. We were only with the kazoos. The harmonica was a little rich for our blood, but so you guys handled the music thing. Very cool. Do you know or have any idea about how long Sleeping Beauty slept? And the evil queen gave her the apple.
Oh, wow.
And she bit into the apple. She slept for a period of time. Do you have any idea how long that is?
Well, it don't even seem like she was asleep for like 24 hours.
She really, really quick when you watch it on TV.
But okay, that's obviously.
It was longer than 24 hours, I'll give you.
Yeah.
I'll throw that.
Okay. So I'm going to go with a month.
A month? You'd be surprised to learn that Sleeping Beauty.
It was a year.
She slept for 100 years.
100 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so that must mean...
Wait, that was in the original.
Well, that would that...
Because I don't think anybody would get that right.
And plus, the dwarves would have to have lived forever. A prestidigitator is what?
A what?
A prestidigitator. A prestidigitator is a person that does something. Do you have any idea what that is? That's such a tough one.
Yeah.
Prestidigitator.
They digitate.
Perfect. They're magicians. Magicians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, prestidigitate. But they digitate. Whatever that is.
Who came up with these questions?
our crack research team here at the TCT Artists Exchange have studied and researched, and they came up with these questions that they tell me anybody can get the answer to, and I couldn't, so I had to reach out to somebody. Okay.
I'm gonna start using these as fun facts.
Okay.
Conversation starters.
With the human body, there are 10 body parts on us that are only 3 letters long, okay? Some things only have 3 letters, like I, you know?
I can name one.
Okay. Well, I was hoping that you can name 3 things on the body that are 3 letters long.
Okay, an ear, eye, and lip.
Very good. Yeah, that was a knee-jerk reaction there. All right.
Yeah.
Eye, ear, leg, arm, jaw, gum, toe, lip, which you said, hip, and rib. I'm impressed. We're going to do some rhyming words, okay? I'm going to throw some words out, and you just find a rhyming word for that word, okay?
Okay.
The first rhyming word is cheer. Cheer.
Here. Here.
Here. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about flow?
Blow.
What was that?
Blow.
Okay, perfect. Rumble.
Humble.
Boy, you are right on point. You just come right out with it. Pony.
Tony.
Okay. Orange.
That's a hard one. Is that a hard one? Orange?
Orange is a tough one.
Yeah. Homage.
Close. Silver.
Silver. Oh, that's a difficult one too.
Because there isn't a word in the English language that rhymes with silver.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Orange.
See, you and these trick questions.
Well, I thought you might come up with something new that we hadn't heard about. But yeah, words that we don't have a rhyming word for is the word month, orange, silver, or purple. There are no rhyming words. No.
You said purple?
Purple. Yeah. Oh, you have one? You've created a rhyming word for purple? I've got to hear this.
Blurple?
Okay. That's the thing. What is a blurple?
I have no idea.
It's something my neighbor did the other day. There's one state in the United States its name is only one syllable. Do you know what state that is?
Wow. Okay, one state. Uh-huh. I would have to know all the states for that, huh?
Well, you'd have to know at least that one. Okay. That's a tough one because we don't.
Yeah, because like I'm even thinking of like Ohio.
No. Well, this state, I'll give you a clue. This state is famous for its lobsters.
That's not a good clue.
I didn't say the clue was going to be perfect or timely. I just said I'd give you one.
Okay. Let me think. Is that another trick one? There is not one.
There is the state of Maine.
Okay. Maine.
Yeah. See, we always forget about it.
Well, technically, you could split up. You could say Maine.
Okay. So Maine, that little five-letter state, has about 18 syllables.
Okay.
What fruit has the most calories? This was a tough one. This was really hard.
What fruit?
And actually, this answer, a lot of people don't consider it a fruit, but it is.
I don't know why I'm thinking of an avocado.
That's it, correct. Absolutely
really?
Right.
Ooh.
Yay! Okay, that bell's supposed to ring. It's a cheap bell, Dollar Tree bell. McDonald's in Toronto. It's in a place called the Sky Dome. But there's a McDonald's that... It's the only one in the world that sells a particular item. They sell something at this McDonald's that no other McDonald's in the world sells. It's in Toronto. Do you know what it is that they sell?
Doggone. Well, I don't even know what they're known for. Turkey burgers?
That's pretty good. Actually, what they sell is hot dogs.
Oh,
hot dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want a McDonald's hot dogs, that's the only place that you can get it from in the world. Hey, listen, that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
It was. I said, you're going to have me start reading today, looking up fun facts.
Yeah, we have fun facts for you all day long here on the TCT Artist Exchange. Thanks, Nene. Have you ever noticed how much more music we listen to during the summer than any other time of year? A lot of uplifting music, a lot of new music, a lot of great stuff out there. But what I'm inspired by during the summer months is whenever I hear any of those classic tunes, those songs from yesteryear, and as soon as you hear one, it takes you right back to that before moment. So I think we're going to have a before moment right now. Do you remember this one?
Has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Is a phenomenal musician and songwriter and producer, and I was fortunate enough to chat with him recently while he was in the middle of an upcoming release. So I'm going to play for you some of that conversation and some of Dan's insight and some of his process. Take a listen. Dan, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, man. Just recording a track right now. What's going on?
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I'm doing a little vocals for a friend. Yeah, that's a spot that I actually work out of too. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
It's so like a little personal studio that I work into, which is cool.
Okay.
Bass for a friend, because I'm a bass player too, so I really like playing bass on stuff. So I did some bass for him and some backup vocals. So just working on some harmonies for him.
Okay. I mean, you're very eclectic musically, man. You got your hands on the vibe of all the music vibes, man.
Absolutely, man.
Well, first and foremost, man, I want to thank you for stopping by. Where did all of that come from in you, man?
Yeah. All the enthusiasm for music, well, or just playing different songs, or
just your approach, man. Your approach, and I know your licks, very unique and very, very different, and very, your style to how you feel. Yeah, man, and it shows.
Always learning, I'm still trying to learn as much as I can. So I think that's like super important, to never feel like you're at a spot where you haven't like stopped learning. So I'm still always trying to learn new things and get into different styles of music and just appreciate it for what it is as a whole. So I'm just so grateful. People are welcoming with open arms, and it's been a great experience.
Well, we thank you for it. We're excited for your musical input and for what music means to you, man. It's I'm from that other generation, and when we can look and see the impact of music and instrumentation and the blending of the different voicings of music, how important that is to you, man. It's kind of special to us too, man, because we know the work that those that came before us put in for us, and how that is trickling down to the next generation, man. So thank you for embracing it, man, and making it a part of who you are and a part of your own personal culture journey. What inspires you, man, and what music?
That's a great question. Wow, you're asking the good stuff. I grew up listening to all different types of music. So, I really love every type of style. I mean, I played in so many different bands, Irish bands, blues bands, rock bands. So I kind of take from a little bit of everything. If you looked at like my playlist on Spotify, it's kind of all over the place, from like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And even some songs now, just because I just learned a whole bunch of different things. So 90s rock was definitely huge, influential on my time, because, I grew up in the 90s. Okay. A lot of that music came first, even pop and rock and things like that. But, I love it all. My parents love the Beatles and the Beach Boys and stuff like that. So I always listen to a bunch of different types of music.
Well, fantastic. So you haven't closed the door to any genre or any type of music, and that's helped create that eclectic feel that you have and your ability to absorb. And that's so wonderful and inspiring, man. It just being around you is that infectious energy, man. I'm not kidding. I've seen you, at other times where you've been involved with other musicians, and it's the same thing. It's the energy that you bring that I notice is infectious to your co-musicians, man. So you're a songwriter too. You write too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Singer, songwriter. So I've been doing that for years. I started doing my own solo work in like 2011. But I've been in bands, creating original music since, 05, 04, So I've been doing it for a long time, which is cool.
Well, very cool. How's that process, man? How do you, what's your process for your original music? I mean, does it come from experiences in your life or just a metric of your journey?
It's a great question. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, it depends on what I'm going through at that time. That's usually what kind of inspires me to write a song. And, what I'm going through in that moment. And since I'm a multi-instrumentalist, sometimes I write it on guitar. Maybe sometimes I write it on piano, sometimes bass. So it always comes to me in a different way, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
And exciting.
I was going to ask you, does the instrumentation come to you first, or the lyricism of it, or is it either or?
Either or, really. I've tried kind of a little bit of everything. And as a teacher, too, since I'm a private teacher, I'm always helping people try to songwrite as well as much as I can, giving them exercises, giving them goals and trying to just to help inspire the next generation of musicians, which is awesome.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Point where you do solo gigs yourself. this point. And you also do collaborative efforts with other musicians. You were talking about that in the beginning. And I'm sure there is a great level of satisfaction in their own ways in the two different opportunities. If you could kind of talk a little bit about, man, what did the differences in doing your solo thing versus the collaboration and how you prepare for each one of those elements of your musical presentation?
So, you know, with a solo artist, it's more open-ended, right? There's more room to breathe because, you know, I kind of know what I'm capable of and I can kind of explore openly.
Gotcha.
I don't really set to just one genre of music, especially with my own stuff. You know, I'll do like a pop kind of sounding song. I'll do a rock sounding, maybe a little bit more bluesy. So there's no limits to like what I want to do.
Okay.
Now, when I work with other people, you know, sometimes they might want to stick with one, you know, genre, but a lot of times people are open. So you just present ideas and see what sticks and what doesn't. And you try your best to, you know, just try to come up with something that everyone can kind of work with.
Yeah, and I guess you have more opportunity for experimentation even on the fly when you're kind of doing your solo thing. And you have to keep more in a box or more regimented. And I don't want to say a box, that's the wrong. To be able to stay in formula when you're collaborating with other artists. Well, how do you feel about the collaborations that you've been involved in? I mean, you find out more about yourself as a musician and as an artist when you collaborate with other musicians.
Oh, absolutely. It's just, you know, it's another language, you know? So a lot of times people have different palettes and what they can hear and what they enjoy. And something might be technically great or it might be too busy or too simple. And you just kind of find that common ground and work with it. So it's definitely been... It's one of those things, you're always just trying to get better, and sometimes things click really easily and you get like a part immediately, and sometimes you have to work on it a little bit more thoroughly and make sure that people really enjoy the sound.
They're very cool, man. Very cool. And we're listening, man, and we're enjoying what you're putting out there. And we all as musicians, we want to grow in our art, in our form, in our presentation. What do you have in mind for 2025? What do you want to see the expansion of Dan Harris and what he's doing in his music and how, you know, your presentation? What do you see for this year?
Absolutely. You know, play as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Play with as many people as I can. And have fun and fail forward. You know, that's really what the musical journey is just trying different things, seeing what works, what doesn't work. And I always tell that to my students and everyone else that, like, it's a process and you just keep trying different things and having fun with it along the way.
Well, man, I got to tell you, we appreciate you, your energy, your musicianship, just who you are as a person, man, and your outlook. And it's all infectious, man. It helps us be better at what we do. So thank you, man. And we'll be listening. As you put stuff out there, we will be on board. For sure.
Sounds great. I really appreciate
yeah,
it.
We love you, man. I'd like to thank musician, singer, songwriter, producer Dan Harris for stopping in and talking with us about his musical inspiration, his insight, and his goals for 2025. And about his process of collaboration with other musicians. I'm sure we found it helpful and insightful. Got a lot of great information. Thank you, Dan. And thank you, Nene from Dumfries, Virginia, for playing Useless Information with us. What a great game. We had a fantastic time. We've heard music from Lettuce today. A classic from Anita Ward. And I think we're going to go out the window today with some Corey Wong. This is Light as Anything. Thanks for listening on the TCT Artist Experience.
This balance game is one.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.